USA Radio News.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell told Congress on Wednesday Americans will likely see interest rate hikes.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell said he supports a traditional quarter point increase rather than a larger increase at this time that some policymakers are proposing. However, Powell did open the door to a bigger hike in the event that inflation, which has reached a four-decade high, doesn't noticeably decline by the end of the year. The Fed Chair also cautioned that the economic consequences of Russia's invasion of Ukraine may affect the Fed's policies. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Most of Texas's primary election races were decided by Wednesday, but mail-in ballots are holding up the tally in several counties, and several state attorneys general have launched a nationwide investigation into TikTok and its possible harmful effects on young users' mental health. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year. And I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
Hawaii plans to lift its COVID-19 quarantine requirement for travelers on March 25th. That means domestic travelers will not have to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test. 2021 marked an increase in car accidents. Tim Berg reports.
Early data from the National Safety Council says traffic deaths were up by 9% last year in the United States compared to 2020. The report saying more than 46,000 people died in motor vehicle-related incidents last year, and the group's president and CEO describing it as yet another wake-up call for this country.
On the West Coast, California's drought is not showing any signs of letting up after two record dry months. New measurements from the State Department of Water Resources show a wet December and a bone dry January that leave the state at a high risk of destructive wildfires. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
20 European nations are pouring weapons into Ukraine to fend off Russia's soldiers. The New York Times reported most of those countries are members of NATO and the European Union. In the U.S., prices at the pump continue to climb.
Elevated crude oil prices push our gas costs up. Due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and America's lack of domestic oil production, the national average is expected to go even higher. Since Monday, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline has increased 4 cents to $3.52. That's according to new data from the Energy Information Administration. The price of gas in Ohio surged 13 cents overnight, 80 cents near Cincinnati. Wednesday morning's AAA national average, $3.65 a gallon, with Brent crude oil trading at $110 a barrel. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Fitbit is recalling 1 million Ionic smartwatches due to a burn hazard. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, there are four different models affected by the recall. The watches, which Fitbit stopped producing in 2020, were sold at Best Buy, Kohl's, Target, and other stores, along with online at Amazon and Fitbit.com. A leftover rocket will crash into the far side of the moon on Friday, going 5,800 miles per hour. It will bring with it 3 tons of space junk, a punch that will carve out a crater that could fit several semi-tractor trailers. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.